Following Sheath is Sayyidina Idris. Idris, most of the scholars say, is a Nabi that came between Sheath and Nuh. But there is an opinion of Sayyidina Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu that Idris is the same Nabi as Ilyas. But that's a lonely opinion of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. The rest say that Idris is between Sayyidina Sheath and Nuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did mention about Idris in Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَاذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِدْرِيسِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صِدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا وَرَفَعْنَاهُ مَكَانًا عَلِيًّا.
And remember in the book Idris, he was a Siddiq, truthful, and he was a Nabi. And we elevated him to a high level. That's the extent of the knowledge, the accurate and sure knowledge that we have about Idris. But we have some stories about him from Al-Israiliyat. And let me tell you what Al-Israiliyat is as a definition that you will remember throughout this series. Israiliyat are the stories of the people of the book. We learned them through some of the Christians and the Jews who became Muslim. Some of the Christians and the Jews who became Muslim and they were scholars before, when they became Muslim, they brought some of these stories with them in Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said in the beginning, do not speak about the stories of Bani Israel, al-Israiliyat, these stories that come from the old scripture. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, don't speak about them. But then after that, towards the end of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, حَدِّثُوا عَنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ وَلَا حَرَجْ. Speak about Bani Israel. But then he said, لَا تُصَدِّقُوهُمْ وَلَا تُكَذِّبُوهُمْ. Do not believe them and do not disapprove. Do not approve those stories and do not disapprove them. What does this mean? It means we could use them sometimes, but we should not take it as certain knowledge. And in the same time, if it does not contradict anything in Islam, we shouldn't completely reject it. That's why many of the scholars say it is safe to stay away from many of these stories. And that is what I'm going to try to do. And whenever I do mention one of these stories, I'll mention it and mention to you that this is from Al-Israiliyat so that you know. And Ibn Taymiyyah did mention that we could use Al-Israiliyat as supplementary evidence, but not as primary evidence. You cannot use it as a dalil, as a primary evidence. But we could use it as isti'nas. You bring it along under an established thing in Islam, an established evidence. You could then use some of these stories. There is a story about the death of Sayyidina Idris from Al-Israiliyat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Idris and told him that every day your deeds are equivalent to the good deeds of everybody else on the face of the earth. With simple calculation, Sayyidina Idris said, if that is the case, then if I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give me a longer life, I would be able to accumulate more good deeds. So he told one of his friends, an angel who was a friend of his, he told him, why don't we go and speak to the angel of death and see if we can go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask him to give me a longer life. So the angel said, okay, ride on my wings. So Sayyidina Idris went on the wings of this angel and the angel carried them up in the samawat. So they passed the first heaven, as-sama' al-ula, and then the second heaven, as-sama' al-thaniya, the third heaven, as-sama' al-thalitha, the fourth heaven, as-sama' al-rabi'ah. And when they were going up, the angel of death was coming down. The angel of death said, subhanallah, I just received an order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take the soul of Idris in the fourth heaven, and I had no idea how I was going to do it when he's on earth. This angel speaking with the angel of death looked on his back and saw that Idris has already passed away. They use this as an explanation of the ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَرَفَعْنَاهُ مَكَانًا عَلِيًّا. We elevated him to a very high level. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took his soul in the sama' al-rabi'ah, in the fourth heaven, and elevated him to a very high level. Nobody passed away in that level except Sayyidina Idris. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically said in Quran, وَرَفَعْنَاهُ مَكَانًا عَلِيًّا. We have elevated him to a very high level. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the authentic hadith did meet with Sayyidina Idris in the fourth sama, in the fourth heaven, in the Isra wal Mi'raj. In the Mi'raj, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met with Idris in the sama al-rabi'ah.